This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, July 27th, 2015. I'm your host, David Knight. We're going to be joined later in the show by Alex Jones. He's doing investigative reporting in Europe. Of course, we all know what's happened with Greece, but there are other countries that are lined up along with this. Italy, Spain, Ireland, Portugal, all of those countries are in for the same kind of treatment that we've seen in Greece. Are we going to learn anything from this? Is that a chance for us to stop the consolidation globally, or will it just be more corruption, more crony capitalism? Alex is in London today. He's going to be calling in and talking to us. We also have a special report from him that we're going to be playing later in the show. Today, we're going to look at some of the things that happened over the weekend. Of course, there was a special session yesterday where Rand Paul tried a gambit to get something done about Planned Parenthood. Ted Cruz is very upset about Mitch McConnell over the weekend. He just came out and flatly called him a liar. Very plain spoken. Very true, I believe. I don't agree with all the policies of Ted Cruz, but he's said and done some very good things. And I think one of the things that we need to do is we need to call out the leadership of the Republican Party when they get elected under false pretenses, when they lie to the American people, when they play games like they are with Obamacare. Again, this weekend, what they did was they brought up all of Obamacare as a massive bill, knowing that it would get a straight-up or straight-down vote from the Republicans and the Democrats along partisan lines. Areas where they could scale it back, where they could start making some substantive changes with the levels of people that they have in the Senate right now, with the current makeup of the Senate, those are ignored by the leadership. So they play these games where they say, well, we had the vote and see it lost again. And that's what they're upset about. And so we're going to play the clip. Actually, the Senate session today began with a reprimand from Orrin Hatch, part of the old guard, part of the corruption that is in Washington, part of the single party. And that's what Ted Cruz had rightfully pointed out. Look, this is why Donald Trump is soaring in the polls. People are sick and tired of the lies. We see through them. Everybody sees through the lies. Anybody that pays the slightest attention to the political process understands these transparent lies are being told to them by both leaders of both parties. It's Obama lying to his base. It's Nancy Pelosi lying to her base, talking about how they're for civil liberties, for their transparency, that they don't want to push war. It's about the Republicans lying to their base on economic issues that they feel are important. None of them do anything. And so when you have somebody that comes out like Donald Trump and calls them on their lies, addresses the problems that people see happening, the massive open borders, people coming in from all countries, this is not something about one particular country. It's not simply about Mexico. I think that's where Donald Trump has gone off the rails, to make it about one group of people, about one country. As we're going to see, this is broad-based. There is no limit to this. And there has to be a limit to the number of people that we can assimilate into the country at a given time. There also has to be a limit to what we do. We need to have equal treatment of Americans, at least treat us as well as the people who are coming here legally and illegally. And we need to do something about the war on drugs. Now, we've got a report. Sheriff Joe is telling Donald Trump, let's go to Mexico and let's talk to them about really getting serious about the war on drugs. Really? After 40-some-odd years of a failed war on drugs, it just gets more and more violent and pervasive? Yeah, it's a big problem. That's one of the big problems with these open borders, with our policies, is that the violence that we've seen in Mexico, with over 30,000 people, I don't know what the current number is. It's probably higher than that. But the incredible violence that we've seen there, this has been going on for nearly 50 years. Our alcohol prohibition only went on for 13 years. So we're going to talk about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, July 27th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host here in Austin. Alex Jones is in England investigating the globalist takeover of Europe. He's going to be traveling to other areas besides England as part of this investigative reporting. He's going to be joining us later in the show with a live report. We're also going to have a special report from him at the bottom of this hour. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us also in the show. Now, as we look at Europe, of course, Greece still does not have their capital controls lifted. Isn't that amazing? These people have been suffering under this punitive measure. Even after they have agreed to release the funds to them, the banks still have not done that. They came up with the first offer, remember, and they said, no, we don't want to accept that offer. That's what the Greek people said. And then they got subverted by their socialist leader, Alexis Tsipras. In the same way that Hugo Chavez betrayed his people for the bankers, giving them a 700% return on their investment, as Bloomberg's investment news bragged, Venezuela is a great place to invest. We get 700% investment. They understand that they need to take care of our debt before they do anything for the people. And so in that same article, they were talking about how They were suffering from food and water and medicine shortages in Venezuela. Now we see the same thing happening again with a socialist leader. The people think he's going to stand for the people. Instead, they use this facade, this veneer of standing for the people, even when they have a clear referendum that they don't want to go down this road. They do it anyway. And the second deal was far worse than the first one. They wound up with $50 billion worth of hard assets, far more than the original loan was going to be in terms of just confiscating those assets and then piling new loans, extending and pretending this out into the future. And so now what we see is a question. This is from Yahoo News, saying, how can Greece loosen the capital controls that are shielding its banks but strangling the rest of the economy? Because we don't really care about the rest of the economy. It's the banks that have to be shielded, right? They say for the past month, Greece has been financially cut off from the rest of the world. It's almost impossible for most Greeks to take money out of the country thanks to a raft of capital control measures that were put in place amid fears of catastrophic bank runs. They point out that most large depositors have removed their money already. They say the remaining uninsured deposits, about 30% of the deposit base, are mainly the working capital of Greek businesses, small businesses. These are the people that they came to and said, we're going to confiscate the money that's being paid to you by tour operators. Even you're not going to be able to get that. We're going to interpose ourselves in here. We're going to confiscate that money. You provided the services. You provided the goods, but you're not going to get paid. The banks are going to take your money because they always come first because they write the rules. They say bailing in would be far more destructive for the Greek economy than the bail-in of large depositors was for Cyprus. See, they're still talking about the bail-in. Remember, that was floated by a British paper. They were talking about bailing in deposits at 8,000 euros. Now, understand that when they stole people's money out of the banks in Cyprus, they only did that for deposits that were over 100,000 euros. Because, like in the United States, they have depositor insurance. And that was the limit of depositor insurance. So as bad as it was, you could say, well, okay, they had that insured up to 100,000. People understood that they didn't have insurance beyond that level. What they're saying here, though, is they floated the trial balloon more than once that they would go in down to the level of 8,000 euros, even though they've told people that those deposits are insured. Banks' words don't mean anything, right? That's what we're looking at here. So they're basically going to steal the working capital of the Greek people as they steal their infrastructure. And if you think it's not going to happen here, I mean, we are far more leveraged in terms of unfunded mandates and liabilities than the Greek people were. This is something that is absolutely possible and inevitable if we do not change the way we do business here. So Alex Jones is going to be investigating in Europe, filing reports. And as I said, we're going to have a special report from him at the bottom of the hour. And again, in the next hour, he's going to be joining us live. Now, the U.S. Senate today opened with an interesting reprimand from Orrin Hatch, and I want to play that reprimand for you and then tell you what this was about.
Deliberation without decorum is not deliberation at all. It is bickering. And bickering, Mr. President, is beneath this body. Regrettably, in recent times, the Senate floor has too often become a forum for partisan messaging and ideological grandstanding rather than a setting for serious debate. It has been misused as a tool to advance personal ambitions, a venue to promote political campaigns, and even a vehicle to enhance fundraising efforts, all at the expense of proper functioning of this body. Most egregiously, Mr. President, the Senate floor has even become a place where senators have singled out colleagues by name to attack them in personal terms, and to impugn their character in blatant disregard of Senate rules, which plainly prohibits such conduct.
Shame. Mr. President, I thank the senior senator from Utah for an excellent speech, and I entirely agree with his call for civility and decorum and respect. No member of this body should engage in ad hominem attacks directed at any other member of this body, be they a Republican or be they a Democrat. At the same time, I would note that it is entirely consistent with decorum and with the nature of this body traditionally as the world's greatest deliberative body to speak the truth. Speaking the truth about actions is entirely consistent with civility. Indeed, in a quote often attributed falsely to George Orwell, the sentiment has been expressed thusly: in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
There you go. So they were angry with Ted Cruz because he had called out Mitch McConnell and said he had lied. And that is the truth. That is a revolutionary act. That is why, as I said before in the previous segment, that's why Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are doing well in the polls, because they call these people out as liars. Now, of course, what Orrin Hatch was talking about, he said the chair reminds all senators of the following paragraph in the rules: that no senator in debate shall directly or indirectly in any form of words impute to another senator any conduct or motives unworthy or unbecoming, etc., etc. Look, as Ted Cruz pointed out, he didn't engage in ad hominem attacks. He didn't attack Mitch McConnell's personal life. He didn't attack his appearance. He attacked the substance of what he does. And if we can't attack that substance, then we have a real problem. And this is the problem that Ted Cruz, this is why he called him a liar. And they say, this is a report from, let's see, this article is from, well, I don't have the source here. It's not printed on the thing here, but it's Washington Post. They say that Cruz was unbowed, firing back soon after leaving the Senate floor. He accused leaders of marching in lockstep with Democrats on things like the Affordable Care Act, funding Planned Parenthood, and refusing to tie an Iran nuclear deal to Iran's recognition of Israel's right to exist. He said they operate as a team. They expand Washington. They undermine the liberty of the people. He said, we've just seen something extraordinary on the Senate floor. The American people elected a Republican majority, believing that the Republican majority would somehow be different from a Democrat majority in the U.S. Senate. Unfortunately, the way the current Senate operates, there is a single party, the Washington Party. That's right. You don't have a left wing. You don't have a right wing. You've only got one wing, and we're not going anywhere because except going down. And that's where we're descending into an authoritarian government with everything centered in Washington. And again, to give you an idea of the kind of games that they play with this, and this is one of the things that they're upset about. Now, people say, well, Mitch McConnell had a vote on Obamacare, but he rigged it so that it was simply a symbolic vote. And that's what Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, others are so upset about. What he did was he had an up or down vote on the entire thing of Obamacare. He says, we'll have a vote on repealing Obamacare. The Republicans will all vote yes. The Democrats will all vote no. It'll be a 60-vote threshold, and it will fail. Ted Cruz saw this coming up. He said, that's exactly what you're going to have. He says, it'll be an exercise in meaningless political theater. Other senators have said, obviously, a full repeal and replace is not going to go with the current makeup of the Senate. But what could they do? Well, Senator Shelley Moore, Capito of West Virginia, said before the vote was scheduled, I would like to see us do things like move the work week back to 40 hours instead of defining a full-time employee as 30 hours. Some little things like that that could make a huge difference. Or you might even put some teeth in it and say, you know what, the IRS is imposing fines that are 12 times the amount that was put in the Affordable Care Act. They're imposing fines 12 times higher than the Obamacare law. Do you understand that? The IRS, which was given 17,000 new IRS agents to persecute people over Obamacare, is now just arbitrarily setting the fees to be 12 times higher than what's in the law. So maybe what you could do is put some teeth into the law. But no, you just have business as usual with Mitch McConnell, with Orrin Hatch, with the leadership, John Boehner, and the rest of the Republicans there. Now, Hillary Clinton has made news over the weekend. She's confident. She says she never sent or received any information that was classified at the time that it was sent and received. She had no textual relations. It's the same kind of denials that we saw coming out of Bill Clinton. The inspector general has looked at these emails. 4 out of the 40 that he's looked at had classified material in them. That's 10% of what he's looked at so far. And, of course, there's a lot to look at. There's 55,000 pages worth of emails. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about where her money is coming from. You won't believe this one. We'll be right back.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Call today and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Call 844-MY-GOLD-2. That's the number 2, 844-MY-GOLD-2.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, July 27th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin. We're going to be talking to Alex Jones in the next hour. We have a live report from him. He's in London. He's investigating the globalist takeover of Europe, and of course, there's many different aspects to it. There's what we see happening with Greece. There's also the transatlantic partnership that is coming up, along with the trans-Pacific partnership, because the United States is right in the middle. We're part of the North American Union, and that we're kind of the spine for these other two wings that are coming in, as Zbigniew Brzezinski created this, talking about the Trilateral Commission. Also, we have Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us later in the show as well. And I want to go back to Hillary Clinton, and I want to tell you who her latest corporate sponsors are. Very interesting story behind that for the people on the left that should give them some chills. Before we do, though, I'll let you know this half hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by our newest flagship product from InfoWars Life, and that is Deep Cleanse. Deep Cleanse is an all-in-one total body cleanser. It uses nano-colloidal zeolites. That's, think of that as kind of small nano-sized sponges and other organic ingredients in order to cleanse chemicals and toxic metals from your body. With all the toxic pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and metals in our food supply, Deep Cleanse is a great way to fight back. Right now, you can get it at InfoWarsLife.com. We just introduced this. The first day, it sold about half of them. We now have sold out about 85% of the first run. It'll be months before we get the next shipment in, but you can get yours right now at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going back to what we were talking about just before the break, Hillary Clinton's emails. She said, "I'm confident that I never sent or received any information that was classified at the time." See all the different prevarications in there, the different qualifications that she puts in there. Look, a lot of people are not buying it. A lot of whistleblowers aren't buying it. Lawyers for whistleblowers aren't buying it. Jesslyn Radick, lawyer for Snowden, lawyer for Thomas Drake. I believe she was a lawyer for William Binney. She was a lawyer for a lot of the NSA whistleblowers. She was a whistleblower herself from the Justice Department, I think. she pointed out that people have been prosecuted for releasing information that was classified both before and after it was classified. In other words, in the case of Thomas Drake, what they came after him, what they tried to convict him for, were documents that were not anything that should have ever, that should have ever been classified. They weren't classified when he had them in his at his home. They went back retroactively and classified those documents as a way to entrap him. Now, that's not the case with Hillary Clinton, but she is trying to spin this way. But I want you to understand who really is behind Clinton. We've already reported about how Monsanto, ExxonMobil, Microsoft, the telecom industry are bundling money, thousands of times more money than they tried to get criminal convictions on and did get a criminal eviction on Dinesh D'Souza. Now, Dinesh kind of skirted the exact rules there. He didn't do all the reporting. There's a limit of 5,000 per person, but there are certainly ways to get around it. Tens of millions of dollars are coming from the corporate lobbyists who are bundling these contributions from these corporations. As I've always said, it was H.L. Mencken who said, an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. Those stolen goods are going to be coming from you, the taxpayer. And so right now, who is auctioning off getting at your money in the future under these politicians? Well, for Hillary Clinton, besides those corporations I just mentioned, lobbyists for two major prison companies are now serving as top fundraisers for Hillary Clinton, because that's big business in America. The prison industrial complex is huge. Corrections Corporations of America and the GEO Group both see their fortunes turning if there are fewer people to lock up in the future. No worry about that. That's from Liberty Blitzkrieg. No worry about that. Of course, we have the largest prison population in the world, right? In terms of any way that you want to measure it, in terms of absolute numbers, in terms of percentage of the people that we have locked up, we have a massive number of people. And, of course, at the root of that, just like at the root of much of our violent crime, much of the concerns about what's happening at the open borders, at the root of that is the war on drugs that nobody wants to talk about because it's now become an accepted way of American life. Well, I don't accept it. You shouldn't accept it. We ought to understand that it is a failure. And let's just look at the prison statistics that are coming out. We got a new study that says the U.S. prison system is an epic failure, and it is a factory for creating criminals. This is from the Free Thought Project. They say a new study from University of Michigan says that the longer the term served, the higher rate of reconvicted felons. They say for every year spent in prison, there's a 12.5% increase, and they go on to commit more serious crimes. Yet, 23% are only actual criminals. Most of the people, 77%, had no victims that are in our prisons. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
Alex Jones.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival test is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Answers. Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
In the last few years, basically every day, I have spent many, many minutes, in some cases hours, thinking about one concept. A concept that overall eclipses and basically renders null and void all of the globalist attempts to shutter the minds and the windows of perception of the humans living on the face of this globe. Everything we see the establishment doing is about narrowing perception and about basically confusing and confounding and dumbing down the people. And I know all of that goes without saying. But when I talk about this concept, it's important to understand that the concept itself is about transcending the controlled paradigms or the false maps of the mind that have been created by the globalist social engineers. And the point I'm making has been made many different times throughout history. It's just important to note now that with technology and mass media in the last 100 years, there has been a successful move to actually build a physical cave of Plato to which the general public can be inserted into and then dumbed down. And an example of this is when the general public sees this little speech I'm giving, a lot of them will make a joke in the YouTube comments that this guy's talking about caves made out of Plato. And of course, I was talking about Plato and his allegory of the cave. And whereas we can laugh at those people, we have to understand that they are victims of the cave itself. And so never before has there been a true pre-matrix or proto-matrix being built to swallow and restrict human development, human renaissance. The entire New World Order structure, in their own words, is about overthrowing the Renaissance. It is about taking the printing press of Gutenberg 500 plus years ago that empowered the people and caused the greatest spread of technology, information, understanding, literature, poetry, enlightenment, culture, music, and inverting that into using media today to destroy minds. We've never had so much information, so much knowledge at our fingertips, and most people take it for granted. Most people are so drunk on entertainment that when real crises happen or a real woman gets run over out in the street, folks don't go over and help them at record levels. People are not rendering aid because their mind basically just sees it as more fiction. We are a world of spectators. But the world isn't really a stage, and each of us players upon it. There is an element to fiction, but fiction generally only reflects the hopes and dreams and fears of the people. It is not the reality. In advertising, they teach you that perception is reality. No, it's not. If a man takes PCP and goes up on top of a 50-story building and believes he's a falcon and jumps off, while he's falling, he may think he's flying, but it only takes 5-10 seconds before he hits the bottom and his consciousness is snuffed out. So in truth, perception is not reality. And the laws of physics and of gravity and the laws of social justice are not suspended just because the establishment wishes they would be. The establishment is threatened by Renaissance. They are threatened by legitimate culture. That's why they try to dominate it and control it. And the larger point I'm getting here today is I filled up probably 5 or 6 notebooks with points on this whole discussion. And I've never really done a piece on it because it's so huge and so voluminous and so universal that it's too big a subject to ever, in my view, cover properly. And in that is the paradox, because you can cover something very short and sweet with poetry, or a picture can tell 1,000 words. And so in truth, so many of us taken back who are marveling at consciousness and this incredible universe don't then articulate what we're seeing because we feel like we're not giving it justice and we're humble. But it's those of us that love beauty, love justice, love truth, love honor. It's up to us to realize that the evil people, the control freaks, are threatened by the larger universe. They're not enraptured by it. They're not brought to their knees by the beauty of it. They hate it and wish to build their own little universes in which we're forcibly inserted so they can play God. It's better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven, it was once said. Well, I don't agree with that statement. It's better to be part of heaven than to construct your own hell. Yes, I could be the king of a closet and imagine that I'm the ruler of the universe. That's a delusion. I'm still not really king of anything. But I can walk out in the wider world and have free association and can build things and work with people and share experiences and learn from others. They can learn from me. That is communal. That is kinship. That is transcendent. And what I'm getting at is this. Getting outside the box, transcending the globalists, realizing what they're doing, seeing how big and beautiful the universe is, understanding they're not in control, they only want to be, understanding how weak evil is the key to freedom. But there are twin keys. First, you must realize how weak evil is once you've awakened. But that's really the first key. You've got to admit that there is bad energy, bad people, corrupt forces in the world that are going to have to be met and faced. And then only can the journey of human empowerment begin. And so while I'm in Europe, covering what's happening in England, covering what's happening in Spain and Greece and Italy, as they say Rome is set to collapse, and the London Telegraph and other publications, as I check this out for myself, and you the viewers and readers and listeners, we will be reporting on the road about what's currently happening, but also always tying it into context of the wider universe. The incredible adventure that it is to be conscious, that it is to be alive, to be born, to have those experiences, to have friends, to have family, to go through your struggles, to be involved. Life is all about trailblazing. It's all about experiences. But Hollywood and this false culture builds up an image that only superheroes can do great things. Only Arnold Schwarzenegger can defeat the bad guys. I mean, it's always one man or one woman that does it all. And the truth is, it's all of us together collectively doing little things that moves the world. And it is in that moment of wonder, looking up from the New World Order, looking up from all their propaganda, looking up from all the bizarre things they're distracting us with, and staring out into the heavens, and staring out into the desert night sky, and staring out across the Atlantic Ocean, or the Pacific Ocean, or staring into the eyes of your child, or staring into the eyes of your wife or husband. It is only in that moment that we can pull back and be separate from the evil that wishes to envelop us and control our free will. So I have 5 or 6 notebooks filled, and then they're at the office, they're at my house, or I'm always running into another one that I'd forgotten I had, where I just try to write down what I think is amazing, what I think is incredible. And it's just so hard, because once you start thinking about what a miracle everything is and all the mysteries, it just completely blows you away. And then you realize what a joke the technocrats are trying to play God. You realize what a fraud they are. I think it's important to do a couple things. This is my view. You can comment below or make your own videos or call into the show and tell us what you think. David Knight can comment coming up here on the radio show and TV show what he thinks. But we've got to be appreciative. We've got to be thankful. We've got to be humble. And we've also got to repent. Even if you don't believe in God, we've got to say sorry to our friends and family, sorry to ourselves, sorry to the universe that we didn't appreciate this more, and that we were hateful, we were greedy, we were spoiled, we were petulant. And with that comes great wisdom. And again, a lot of what I've said has been said by the ancients, it's been said in modern times, it's been known, but no one who's tuned in can deny that great evil is growing, great darkness is growing. I describe evil as false data, as viruses, as systems of fraud that build false mini paradigms that disease the universe itself. It's a false logic. It's a twisted view that seeks to overturn the mind, because a common mind itself, not even the greatest of minds, is much greater than the mind of those that consciously have some knowledge of reality and choose to use that knowledge not to empower others, but to indungeon enslave those because they're threatened by free will. They are monopoly men. They just don't want monopoly over health care, monopoly over your life or private property, or monopoly over our families. They want monopoly over free will, over consciousness. And this system is threatened by the beauty that is the free soul. And that's why we're moving into the age of the machines. That's why they're moving to the age of saying humans are ugly, defunct, obsolete, and done. Because to the technocrats, whose souls from inbreeding and corruption and past crimes are so bionic, so cold, so reptile, that to them our burning, flaming, free, hot-blooded souls are like daggers on chalkboards. They're like a clamor. To us, it sounds like angels. To them, that is hell. And so these two will not mix. And we've reached the twilight point in civilization. Is it the dawn of a new system and a new chance for a future? Or is it the twilight, the Guru Dhammarang, the fall of humanity? The globalists say the time of man has come to an end. They say in the archetype that the castle will fall because they're so threatened by the fact that it's just begun to rise. In my heart, in my soul, I know humanity will survive. It may just be a small part of us, and it may not even be on this planet. But our destiny lies in the stars. Back to the live transmission and more of my live reports from the road. We now go to David Knight and the InfoWars News Center that you, the InfoWarriors, built.
And again, that's Alex Jones, who is in England right now. He's investigating the globalist takeover of Europe. He's going to be calling in with a live report later in the show. And we're also going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson. I want to get back to Hillary's prison connection and how that's affecting her campaign, her support. There's an amazing story, though, that is just coming out of Georgia about a guy getting sued for publishing Georgia laws online. What does that tell us? That's just absolutely amazing. Before I get to that, this hour of the Alex Jones Show, however, is made possible by Survival Shield X2. It's one of the products that helps to support InfoWars.com. All the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com help to support the operation. We'd like to give you healthy, win-win situation products that will help your help you with your health, help you to provide for your family in a way that you're not going to get otherwise. Things like Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine. It's something I take every day. It's something I like because it's in a liquid form. It's very easy for me to take a lot of liquid supplements all at once. I know that they're very available to me. It's not something that has to be digested like a pill. But look for yourself. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. We've got 400 reviews there. It's a great way to decide what works for you, what works in your life. You can see some of these reviews. Here's one of them. This is from Eileen in Akron, Ohio. She says, I've been taking X2 for 6 weeks. I've lost approximately 20 pounds, have stronger hair and nails, better skin and muscle tone. I can now walk briskly for 2 miles. The last quarter mile, she says, is all uphill, hardly breaking a sweat. I can honestly say I feel better now than I did 20 years ago. Thanks, AJ and Dr. Group, for bringing this product to the rest of us. We have, as I said, over 400 reviews there. Over 99% of those would recommend it to families and friends. Again, get your bottle of X2 while it's in stock. Like all of our products, it goes in and out of stock pretty regularly. It's in stock right now. And again, we're very close to the end of free shipping for the month of July. So stock up on X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, before I go to the story about Georgia, I just want to finish with what I was talking about, of course, of the prisons. And we've mentioned this many times about how so many people, such a large percentage of people in our prisons are there as nonviolent offenders, people that were put there because we have mandatory minimums that were put in as part of the drug war back in the 1980s by Ronald Reagan. And, of course, Republicans and Democrats have left that in. Why is it? Is it working? Do we have less drugs? Do we have less drug cartels? Do we have less violence and crime? No, we have more. We have more use. We have more crime. We have more corruption. This is a failed policy unless you understand that this is a wealth transfer from the American taxpayers to these prison corporations. And as I pointed out in the last segment, besides the typical, the usual suspects like Monsanto, ExxonMobil, Microsoft, the telecom industry, all giving money to Hillary Clinton, now we've got major prison companies bundling millions of dollars for Hillary Clinton. See, there's $6.9 billion, they say, has been spent on prisons. And they say this is a growing crisis. Well, yeah, it's not really a crisis, except for those of us who have to live under it. For the corporations, for the politicians that these corporations sponsor, it's an opportunity. It's not a crisis, it's an opportunity. Understand that, of course, in jail, people die from drug overdoses. I don't believe that Sandra Bland died from an overdose of marijuana. I don't find that credible at all. She was there for 3 days, and they say that she hung herself with some plastic baggies because she died of an overdose. There are people who go to prison and die of drug overdoses. There's a report here, 346 inmates die in Florida, and if you look at those stories, those are not just, those are not drug overdoses. Most of those are recriminations from the people running the prison. Stay with us when we come back. I'm going to get to that story about what's going on in Georgia. We'll be right back.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Show. Yeah, as you hear the theme from The Outer Limits, we really have reached the outer limits of cynicism, of corruption, of contempt for the public. Listen to this story from the state of Georgia. They're suing a man for publishing Georgia laws on the internet. Now, we've gotten kind of used to the government producing things like we just saw this last week. The Dark Act, as activists have pointed out, the idea that they would shut down any labeling laws that are state or local at the federal level, shutting down the idea that we would be allowed to know if there's genetically modified stuff in our food. There's over 3,000 ingredients that if you put these ingredients in your food, it has to go on the label from the FDA. But of course, we're not allowed to know about genetically modified foods. These are things that are constantly changing, unlike these other chemicals. I mean, they're not constantly changing most of these ingredients, but to say that something is genetically modified, they are constantly doing different genetic modifications. So it's something I personally would like to know. People are free to look at this and disregard it or whatever. But so activists have looked at this and said, this is the Dark Act. You are shutting us out of this information. You're keeping this information from us. But, of course, Congress calls it not the Dark Act. They call it the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. Accurate food labeling when they prohibit the labeling of ingredients. See, that's the kind of stuff we see with the USA Freedom Act, where they extended spying on the American public. Or the Patriot Act. We've talked about that for decades. Or the FISA Act, which was set up for foreign intelligence surveillance, used as a rubber stamp for domestic surveillance. See, the FISA Act was set up to specifically prohibit domestic spying, and now it's being used as a rubber stamp for domestic spying. So we see that all the time. But now Georgia takes it to new, obvious outer limits. Here we go. The state of Georgia is suing the owner of publicresource.org for publishing the state of Georgia's own laws online. The guy who has a website is Carl Malamud. He has, quote, engaged in an 18-year-long crusade to control the accessibility of U.S. government documents by becoming the United States public printer. He argues the law should not be subject to any form of copyright. Yeah, that's the interesting thing. That's the angle at which they're coming after him. They're saying, you're violating our copyright. The laws are copyright. I guess when you look at it, I guess they're written by corporations, so I guess the corporations who write our laws should be able to claim copyright on it, right? Isn't that what ALEC is about, the American Legislative Exchange Council? I mean, these guys literally write the laws. They go to these lavish conventions with the legislators from various states, especially from Georgia. That was one of the ones that figured prominently in a recent report about the corruption, where these corporations write the laws that are going to benefit the corporations. They fill it out completely, but they just leave a couple of blanks, one at the top to fill in the name of the state, and another one at the bottom for these guys to all sign on to it. You know, kind of like the Trans-Pacific Transatlantic Partnerships that they're working on. So, yeah, I guess, you know, maybe they do own the copyright to the laws that the corporations write. But here's what he says. He says it's a long-held tenet of American law that there is no copyright in the law. This is because the law belongs to the people. In our system of democracy, we have a right to read, to know, to speak the laws by which we choose to govern ourselves. Well, see, the problem is that we're not choosing the laws. It isn't self-government. The politicians are not elected. They are selected by the corporations who write these laws, who copyright these laws, who sue you if you even publish the laws, because you're not supposed to know. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, the IRS can go after people 10, 12 times the fines that were in Obamacare. Just whatever they want to do. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to start talking about future wars. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Waging war on corruption.